Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Henry Tenen confessed to killing Jared Breitigan. He signed a plea deal, admitted he pulled the trigger, and agreed to testify against the two people accused of paying him. Then he took it all back. On February 17th to 26th, Judge London Kite asked Tenen what he wanted. That was 4 years and one day after the shooting. He could keep his plea or he could have a trial. Tenen told her he wanted a trial. Kite said he had it. Prosecutors did not object. 2 days later, a grand jury indicted Tenen for first-degree murder. Prosecutors built the rest of their case on that confession. Jury selection started anyway. Mario Fernandez-Saldana is the first of three defendants to face a jury, and he has pled not guilty. 12 people in Jacksonville will decide whether the state can prove who ordered a killing without the man who committed it. Jared Breitigan was 33 years old. He worked at Microsoft, lived in St. Augustine, and had four children. Two of them were twins, and he shared custody of them with his ex-wife, Shanna Gardner. The two of them had been fighting over those children for years. Gardner's husband at the time, who was Mario Fernandez-Saldana, he owned rental houses in Jacksonville. Henry Tenen rented one of them for several years in the Biltmore neighborhood. Prosecutors allege the three of them agreed to have Breitigan killed sometime between November 1st and 2021 and February 16th of 2022. All three have pled not guilty and all three are presumed innocent. On February 16th of 22, Breitigan took his twins out to dinner. It was a date night with their dad. He dropped them off at Gardner's house in Jacksonville Beach a little before 8. He left with his two-year-old daughter, Bexley, strapped into the car seat behind him. He took the route he always took home. On Sanctuary Boulevard, a tire was lying in the road, blocking his way. He stopped the SUV, got out to move it, and it was there that he was shot several times and left in the street next to his open car door. Bexley was not hit. At least one bullet missed her by inches, though. In her car seat in the car as her father lay dying in the road. Prosecutors say the plot included a practice run along that same route home. Not one of the 911 callers that night reported seeing a shooter or a car leaving the scene. A grand jury indicted Fernandez on four counts. One of them was there because a two-year-old was in the back seat when the shots were fired. Prosecutors dropped that count on July 27th of 26th. That was 2 weeks before jury selection. They did not tell the court why. In August of 22, police arrested Tenen on a felony driving charge that had nothing to do with Breitigan. While they had him, they asked about the murder. They also asked him about a Ford F-150 pickup they had been hunting since February. Tenen's DNA was on the tire. Investigators say the only thing connecting Tenen to Breitigan was Fernandez. The bank records carry the next part. On January 6th of 22, Tenen had 52 cents in his account. On February 4th, 12 days before the shooting, he was overdrawn by $2.38. In the weeks after Breitigan was killed, three checks landed in that same account. They totaled $10,000. So you're defaulting on pennies and suddenly, boom, 10 G's. They came from First Choice Home Rentals, a company owned 64 by Fernandez and Gardner. Fernandez signed all three. Magical check showing up for a company you don't work for. Two of those checks carry a memo line. One says landscaping and cleaning. The other says keeping up with the roof. Lead Detective Chris Johns testified that Tennant told him the real number was supposed to be $150,000. It would arrive in installments dressed up as an investment in a pallet business. Fernandez's attorney says the three checks paid for work Tennant actually did on the properties. That part was real. That part was actually for work, he says. The $150,000 was supposed to be coming after. Fernandez was also the trustee in the Shanna Gardner Irrevocable Trust. In March and April of 21, two transfers of $5,000 each moved out of that trust and into First Choice Home Rentals. Gardner's attorney says those transfers are not suspicious because the company paid $16,300 to a construction firm for siding repairs the day after the second one. Police announced Tennant's arrest in January of 23. State Attorney Melissa Nelson called him one piece of a conspiracy. Fernandez was arrested that March in Orlando. Gardner was arrested 5 months after that. Officers walked her out of her home in West Richland, Washington, where she had moved with the twins. Kristen Bridegan, Jared's widow, said the family had waited 547 days for that to happen. Tennant pleaded guilty on March 16th, 23, to second degree murder with a weapon. The deal dropped his other charges and the sentencing range that started at 15 years. It required one thing from him, and that was truthful testimony against Gardner and Fernandez. That plea is what the case against the other two stood on. It handed prosecutors a man who was there saying who sent them. In January 25, Tennant told the court his testimony against Gardner and Fernandez had been false. He asked for a new attorney. A year later, his new lawyer filed to take the plea back and kind of allowed it. 4 years in, Henry Tennant has never been sentenced for anything. He was promised $150,000, according to the detective who interviewed him. He was paid $10,000. He's facing a first-degree murder charge of his own now, and his trial is the last of the three. In May of 26, Kite ruled on what prosecutors can use against Tennant at that trial. Some of what he told them during plea talks is out. The sworn statement he gave as part of the deal is in, and that statement is the one where he named the people he says sent him. So that ain't going away. There's three trials that are about to take place. His, at the very end. And Mario and Shanna's. Those are up first. Days before jury selection, Kite granted Fernandez a motion to keep a witness off the stand. That witness says she overheard a conversation between Fernandez and Gardner. Kite found that material privilege covers it, which means the law shields private conversations between a husband and a wife. She left prosecutors room to argue again outside the jury's hearing. Gardner and Fernandez were indicted together, and the original plan was one trial with two juries. The court expected to call as many as 500 people for jury duty. That plan's gone. Prosecutors had also planned to seek the death penalty against both of them. They took it off the table in November of 25 with the support of Bridegan's widow and his family. Prosecutors dropped a second charge against Fernandez the same day they dropped the first. That one was conspiracy to commit murder. At that hearing, Fernandez's attorney confirmed the defense had talked with the state about a deal. He called it informal and said it was never put in writing. The state turned it down. 4 days later, in the same courtroom, Assistant State Attorney Alan Mazzari told Judge Kite the state has overwhelming evidence of a conspiracy and that multiple people were involved. Mazzari then said that when Bridegan was killed, one person ran from the scene on foot and another one drove away in a pickup truck. Tennant was not the one driving. The state has not said who it was. 4.5 years in, nobody has been charged with driving that truck. Mazzari also said prosecutors have communications between Fernandez and Tenet from the weeks before the shooting, the days before it, and the day of it. On July 3rd of 26, a judge ordered Jared Brightigan's widow to sit for a second deposition. A deposition is questioning under oath before trial in a room where the other side's lawyers are present. Gardner's attorneys asked for it because Christian Brightigan would not answer certain questions the first time unless a judge made her. The order caps that session at 2 hours and limits it to 7 topics. Most of them concern her messages with a child whose name is redacted from the order and the account she used to send them. Gardner's attorney also filed to block testimony from the daughter who was in the backseat, arguing that she was 2 at the time. The wrongful death lawsuit Christian filed against all 3 defendants is on hold until the criminal case finishes. Opening statements in the Fernandez trial, they are set for next week, August 17th. The trial is scheduled to end on the 28th. At least that's round 1 of 3. Kite Wilde's verdict will not be sealed, and it gets read out loud when the jury reaches it. Gardner's jury selection starts right after that, right after Mario's. August 31st, and her trial runs September 8th to the 25th. The jurors who decide her case will be chosen days after the entire state learns how the first one ended. Jurors' names in both trials stay sealed for 60 days. Tenen goes to trial on March 29th to 27th. Kite set that date around the school calendar, including the school's Brightigan's children attend. The trial begins 5 years and 6 weeks after Jared Brightigan stopped his car for a tire in the road. He had 4 children. Not one of them has yet to see a verdict. We're going to follow it for you. We're going to bring you coverage every day of these trials. We've been watching this case for years now. If you want to follow along, be sure to press subscribe wherever you are getting podcasts right now, or whether you're watching us on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, there's the link, the QR code on your screen. That will take you to our podcast page, in which you can go and hit subscribe there to follow along with this case. There'll be extras there in the podcast channel beyond the YouTube page. So if you want it all, be sure to hit subscribe. Like I said, the link is right there on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, wherever it is, hit subscribe. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. And follow along. We're going to bring it all to you. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.